That was the trailer for movie Dysfunctional Friends. Terrell Owens, you were in it. Did they allow you to wear a shirt ever?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, I try to go in and try to be modest about it, but somehow my shirt always end up being off.
But I think they're underestimating your acting ability, man. You're more than a sex object.
Well, you know, of course, once they get beyond that part of it, they will see the acting skills come out.
So now serious business. When people say that Cam Newton is having a poor sophomore season, there's no problem with that. But when he's being compared to Vince Young, there may be. Warren Moon said, quote, it's the same old crap. It's always a comparison of one black to another black. Do you see it that way as well?
Well, I mean, it depends. I don't think really race really plays a factor in this. And I think obviously they're really judging Cam Newton not based on his race, but really based on his first year playing last year. And so last year he came out and played with much success, you know, through like for over 400 yards, I think, in his first game. And now, like, you know, they're 1-5. So, again, you know, he's the leader of that team. When you're a quarterback in the National Football League, that's what you're kind of looked upon as, is that leader, because you're the one that touches that ball pretty much every snap, and everybody's looking for you for that leadership when things are going good and when even when things are going bad. And I think, obviously, people are really reading into his body language, his disposition, his demeanor when he's in his press conference. Versus his post game. So I think that's what people are really more so reading into.
You played for a lot of years. You're obviously a dominant player at your position. When you look back at how guys were evaluated, did you see the always compare a black receiver to a black receiver, always say a white receiver is smart and runs great routes? Did you see that?
Absolutely not. And I think when you speak in that aspect, I think more so that's probably how it used to be when it came to the quarterback position. And I think there's a lot of guys that have pioneered. You think about Doug Williams. You think about Warren Moon, who you just mentioned. These are the guys that have, you know, basically, you know, geared away from that stereotype. And you have guys now, you know, you're Michael Vicks, you're Cam Newtons, you're Donovan McNabbs, you know, you got RG3. And right now, I think those are some of the comparisons that we have that are, you know, really, you know, are doing some great things to steer away from that stereotype.
The Edomekon Sue hit on Jay Cutler. Cutler said it was fine, but Brandon Marshall tweeted, "Hey, Sue, what you did to Jay was not cool. Great players don't have to do that." Do you think he was out of line to be ripping into a guy who his quarterback didn't even have a problem with?
Well, yeah, I think that's just, you know, Brandon Marshall actually just being a teammate, taking up for his quarterback. You know, I've been on that side of it. But, you know, when you talk about the actual play itself, it was a clean play, clean hit. You look at the laws of physics there. And Ndamukong Suh, I mean, he's 300 pounds. And you look at Jay Cutler, what is he, probably 200 and something, if that. Obviously, the hit is going to look a little bit more vicious than it probably actually was. And so, I mean, as a quarterback, those are some of the things you should subject yourself to when you're standing there in the pocket.
Before we go to break with the new, mature, and improved Terrell Owens, did I see a picture of you at a premiere of the movie Alex Cross?
Absolutely. I went to that movie, talked to Tyler Perry before and after the show, and went to that premiere, making some connections, and definitely, if you haven't seen it, that's a great movie to go see. I definitely enjoyed it.
Okay, and I saw a picture of you with Tyler Perry and Oscar Pistorius, and I believe Tyler Perry named it Tyler Perry's picture with Tyler Perry and two other guys. He likes to use his name in these things. Terrell Owens, you stay right there, back in a moment.
I got my man T.O. versus Manny Love.
From the outside, no good, ugly shot. From the outside, yeah, eating out. Oh my, he's on fire. Razzle dazzle.
The nail in the coffin.
That was our man T.O. losing a thrilling one-on-one game, 15-14, to Manny Love, who plays in the Venice Basketball League. How tall was that guy?
Well, he wasn't tall enough.
No, he was tall enough. He beat you.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't know. It was a lot of fun. I extended the score about three times because I was about to win.
Sure, Tio.
And so I just kept extending it. I kept extending it. And so, again, for me, it was all fun. I had played a basketball game earlier, and then I went in the gym, and so they approached me about playing one-on-one.
Oh, so you were tired. Oh, I get it now. He was 4'5", by the way.
Right. If that. That may be a stretch.
You know that Men's Health released a list of its 100 fittest men of all time. Do you know what number you were on that list?
No, I don't know. I got an email from my publicist that I was on that list, but I don't know. I think
number
it may 77. Have been like 25.
Number 77.
Oh, really?
You were behind Mr. T. That's crazy. You're in way better shape than that guy in his prime.
Well, that goes to show you, you know, the people that are, you know, doing these magazines and ranking people that really don't know what they're talking about. I should be at least in the top five.
T.O., you know who is number one? Michael Phelps, the swimmer. Let me ask you, who would be better, Michael Phelps as a wide receiver or you as a swimmer in the Olympics?
I'm black, you know. You know, we really don't typically like the water, but I can swim. You know what I mean?
You know who'd be a great swimmer?
To it.
You know who'd be a great swimmer is Wes Welker. I bet you that guy can swim forever.
Oh, yeah? I mean, I can swim, but, you know, that's really not my thing. But I would go out on a limb to say that he would probably be a better receiver than I would be a swimmer.
They're thinking of, Roger Goodell mentioned that this could be the last Pro Bowl. You played in a half dozen of them. Should they get rid of this game?
No, I think it should always be an all-star game, you know, for any sport, you know. Again, you have basketball, you have the all-star game. Obviously, with baseball, you have the same thing. So I think, you know, I think everybody's kind of, I don't know, getting tired of the location. But, I mean, what better else place to go and relax and enjoy, you know, a game of football than Hawaii? So I don't know what they're going to do to try to replace that. I think it's, you know, I don't think it'll be something that really that he can actually dictate and get rid of. I think some of the players may have to step up and say this has been a tradition for many, many years, and it has to continue and it has to go on.
Got to wrap it up before we do. You still thinking of playing, or are you thinking it's time to become an actor?
Well, you know what? I'm always wanting to play football. Again, if I don't play this year, I'm sure, you know, that's pretty much it. But, you know, I'm still working out, staying in shape, you know, just in case I get a call. You know, last week I got a call, you know, my phone's on 24/7. And shortly after this segment here, I'm going to work out with Carson Palmer's brother, Jordan. We're going to go hit the field and, you know, get a little workout in. We're both, you know, staying ready just in case that call comes in.
Like I said, you've become, I mean, you're always a fun guy to be with, but really appreciate your perspective. And can I throw it out there and say, T.O., a regular on OTR?
Hey, let's make it happen.
Thanks, man.